Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ for this first Sunday in Advent, November 29th, 2015. I'm your host, Jim Logue. On today's program, we have some music for the Advent Christmas season, plus some new music for you to enjoy as well. So let's get things started right now with a piece for Advent Christmas. I first heard musician David Hicken through his impressive piano music. He has several videos on YouTube featuring his music, but in researching David, I discovered two CDs he did on the organ. One is called Symphonie Gothique, and the other is called A Christmas Pastoral. It is from that second CD that I chose this, the title track, composed by David Hicken. The organ David is playing is a three-manual Rogers Infinity hybrid organ, which was installed in 2013 at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. It was on this instrument that David recorded both of his organ CDs. Again, composed and played by David Hicken, A Christmas Pastoral.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Organist Kimberly Marshall has just released an album called Recital in Handel's Church. The church is St. George's Church in Hanover Square in Mayfair in England. It's the church where George Frederick Handel himself worshipped from 1725 until his death in 1759. Kimberly Marshall is a native of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She studied music at the North Carolina School of the Arts and for a time in France. She also studied at the University of Oxford in England. She is an associate professor of music at Arizona State University and has recorded numerous albums of music, as well as writing for publications and giving lectures. Kimberly is playing the new organ at St. George's Church. It was built by Richards, Fowkes & Company of Ottawa, Tennessee. It features three manuals, pedals, 46 stops, and 2,968 pipes. The selection we're featuring is from Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 29, his Symphonia in D. It was arranged by Marcel Dupré for organ.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
In my research for music to share with you, I came across a CD released last year by the London Philharmonic Orchestra entitled Poulenc Organ Concerto and Saint-Saëns Symphony No. 3 Organ. My favorite is a Saint-Saëns piece, which is called the Organ Symphony. This features the London Philharmonic Orchestra and James O'Donnell on the organ. The Royal Festival Hall organ had a complete renovation done and was put back in service in the beginning of last year, 2014. Now, playing the organ was a bit of a challenge since there was a bit of a gap between when you press the keys and when the sound comes out of the pipes. O'Donnell had to pretty much play a fraction of a beat before the orchestra in order for the sound to come out correctly. Now, from the Organ Symphony, composed by Camille Saint-Saëns, this is Part 2A, Allegro Moderato Presto.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Let's play another one for Advent season. This is called Two Advent Chorales. It was composed by Ernst Pepping. Pepping lived from 1901 to 1981. He was a German composer of classical music and is regarded as one of the leading composers of Protestant sacred music in the 20th century. Pepping composed three symphonies and a variety of sacred music for use in the churches. The organist here is Larry Visser. He's minister of music and organist at LaGrave Avenue Christian Reformed Church in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. The organ is a three-manual, 39-stop, 54-rank Carl Wilhelm pipe organ, Opus 97, built in 1985.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.